This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Shevens with us, Off-Grid Montana. He wrote the book, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. And Kyle Harris is with us, USA Prepares instructor. He lives in Montana as well. Both have plenty of experience in off-grid living. And I was talking about a friend of Mrs. Finelli's during the first hour broadcast today about how not everybody fully understands the ramifications should the grid go down. And the lady that my wife was with was saying that we'll just find some plants to eat. It's not a big deal, and we'll grow a garden. Everything's going to be fine. And Mrs. Finelli said things like, well, do you think that, you know, you may be getting visitors who want to take what you have? Do you think that people might show up if they think that you've got some food? And the response was, well, the strong will survive. So we're not going to be able to get our message to everyone, and I guess that's the point. And after years and years and years of frustration, I've come to the point where this kind of like what Mrs. Finelli did, and she just decided that, you know, it's not worth a fight. So this person has her opinions, and let's move on to the next topic. So that was just a wrap-up of what we were talking about during the first hour. Kyle said that you got for $40 a snowblower. So I went shopping on the Internet, Kyle, and I found some snowblowers, okay? A brand-new snowblower, a 28-inch with a small engine, $1,200. That would be the considered the good quality. If you wanted a little better quality, you could get an Ahrens with an Ahrens model, which is still $1,200. But if you wanted to get what they called their best, you could get a different Ahrens model, a 30-inch, for $1,800. So then I went to Craigslist and I looked, okay, so what could I buy one for on Craigslist? A little tiny two-cycle snowblower, used, $150. And you got yours for $40.
Yeah, and it actually was the 30-inch Ahrens.
Wow!
Yeah. So electric cart, and it had even had the guy had chains for it, the little tiny chains that go on it. But I needed a 30-inch because I've got 3 feet between the side of my greenhouse and my 6-foot-high fence that goes all the way around the garden, and then I have about 4 feet on the other side of the greenhouse between it and my raised beds. So this is going to work out perfect, you know. I couldn't believe it.
Kyle, let me see if I've got this right. So if you multiply $40 times 45, meaning if you spent 45 times as much, you would get $1,800, which is the price of a new one. And yours was almost new.
Oh, it, literally, a guy, my neighbor saw it, and he couldn't believe it. And I asked the guy even, I said, this thing looks like brand new. And he said, well, I've had it for about 5 years, but he said, I've only used it 3 times. Because my neighbor comes down here with a four-wheeler and most of the time plows me out. And so I said, why are you selling it? Because he said, well, my neighbor did it all year last year, so I don't think I need it anymore. And I asked him how much, and he said $40, and I couldn't get the money out of my pocket quick enough, you know. But the thought process that I wanted to bring out here, Vince, is that, you know, you and I and Rich, I don't know about how you guys do things, but when I'm hitting garage sales and stuff in the summertime, I'm looking for stuff for the winter. I'm looking for good, heavy leather gloves. I'm looking for leather boots, stuff that's going to last that I see that, you know, that would cost me a fortune. I bought a set of leather boots for $5, and they're Hawthorne leather boots for $5. The loggers that look, seriously, they look like new. You know, I just can't believe what people, we have such a throwaway society, and we just don't think down the, we don't think, the people not only do not think about the possibility of an economic collapse or the grid going down or anything like that. We've lost in this society the ability to think about the changing seasons and how to prepare for just that.
Absolutely correct. As you were saying this, I was thinking, how much would a pair of shoelaces cost or bootlaces? I'll bet a pair of new bootlaces would cost more than you paid for the boots with the laces.
Oh yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I think it's wonderful that you go garage selling. Now, I can't go garage selling here where I live because there are very few items that I would be interested in. People just don't have them. People don't prepare the way Rich Sheban does, the way you do, and the way I do. So I have to find other sources for the things that I would like to buy. I wish I could go garage selling. I happen to be going down the road one day on the way back from Springfield, and there was a guy that had a couple things out in his driveway, and he was selling them. And one of the things that caught my eye was a contractor's wheelbarrow. Now, a good one's easily $100, and this guy had one of those with the, you know, a real tire, made in the United States kind of thing, and it was probably from the 1960s, 1970s. It was really heavy, really good. And it was, I don't know, maybe $15. But the point was, it was one that would last another 40 years if you kept it out of the rain. Well, the problem was I couldn't get it in the car. I happened to be driving a car. Normally I drive a truck, and I just throw it in the back. But he did have a couple jack stands, and they were $5 a piece. I said, okay, may I buy those? And he said, sure. And then he had some cast iron pots or pans, and about four of them. And they were really grungy. And I said, they were $5 a piece. And I said, may I buy these? And he said, sure. So I bought all those things, put them in the trunk, took the cast iron pots, or pans, and put them in the outdoor wood stove for a few days. And they look brand new. I mean, literally, they look brand new. So, yeah, you can find some really good things. Now, why would anybody sell, I don't know, 60-year-old pans? Why would anybody do that? For $20 for four of them? Does that make any sense? What would he replace them with?
You go down here to a second-hand store, they'll cost you $35 a piece.
But what, my question is, okay, so now he's got $20 in his hands. I've got the four pans, the cast iron pans. What is he going to do with the $20? How would he replace what he just sold me with $20? How would he do it? He couldn't. And what would he get? He would get some cheesy Chinese cookware that would never last as long, never.
Yep.
I guess it's too hard to clean cast iron if you don't know how to do it. It's really easy if you do know how to do it, right?
Mm-hmm. You bet.
Yeah. Well, I'm aghast at the thought processes of many people. This lady my wife was talking about, she's just going to grow a garden. You know, the power goes out now, and she's going to start growing a garden. Kyle, how long does it take you from the minute you think about growing a garden? And I'm going to ask Rich the same question. How long does it take you from the minute you say, Sharon, let's grow a garden? How long does it take you to actually have something you can pick from your garden?
Well, we start in about the end of February. Is when we start in our little room here, and then we pick the tomatoes and everything usually by about the end of September, somewhere in that area, middle to the end of September. So, you know, you from the start to the finish, that's what we're talking. I'd say 7 months. What is that? About March, April, May, June, July, August, September, about 7 months. Yep.
Mitch?
And my wife just told me, said if you wanted to try to live on lettuce and radishes, you could probably get that in about 30 to 45 days.
That's still a long time to be hungry.
Yeah, sure. It's hard to fast that long. I know that for sure.
Rich, how long would it take you?
Well, it's the same mindset. I let some of my seeds, some of my vegetables like spinach, for example, go to seed, and second-year carrots go to seed, so I'm picking a little earlier. Carrots not so much, but I'm picking spinach. I have baby spinach when the snow melts, and I don't pick it for about a month. But, you know, I also harvest a lot of edible plants as well. And that's always a lot of fun because I give tours on that. But I want to talk about Mrs. Finelli's friend since you brought that up a few times.
Okay, sure.
First of all, you mentioned shoelaces. Folks, go out and buy a roll of parachute cord.
Mm-hmm.
You will never buy shoelaces for the rest of your life, okay? And it's way higher quality than what you buy for shoelaces in the store. Second of all, you mentioned that she's an intelligent lady. First of all, I noticed that there's two types of intelligence. One's theory and one's practical experience. The
yes.
people who are book readers and talk and read about theory who live in urban suburban America and don't understand this lifestyle are very often one-dimensional or maybe two-dimensional. When you talk about people who live with practical experience, like Kyle says, we live with foresight, we think a season or a year ahead, and we're multidimensional. But there's so many calamities in life today that we can't control our own destiny. They could be financial, economic, social, and political, and not just the EMP that Mrs. Finelli gave as an example. For example, I read an article this morning that a fireman in Detroit lost his job because he brought in a watermelon to work. This is called a society that's drunk on the Kool-Aid's political correctness. We are allowing the elite to poison us against ourselves. So there's so many ways and reasons to lose your job, to lose your career, to lose your livelihood. And if you don't have a plan B, then you're going to suffer. Vince?
I'm stumped. So a fireman brings a watermelon to work and loses his job?
Yeah, it was a new day in this firehouse. It was tradition to bring in a gift. Some people bring in donuts. He brought in a watermelon with a ribbon tied around it. It wasn't to be racist or anything. It was just to be, to say thank you to the guys. Well, some guys...
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure water filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit survey.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at survey.org.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat.
Thepowermall.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, Rich Sheeben, I found the article. Actually, there's lots of them. Fox2Detroit.com. It says that earlier this month, a 41-year-old Robert Pattison went to introduce himself to fellow firefighters at Engine 55 in Detroit. And the chief of that Engine 55 says it's a tradition for firefighters to bring a gift. So this guy obviously was a new probationary fireman. And it's not mandatory, it's voluntary, he says, but you come in bearing gifts, and the usual gift is donuts. But you're allowed to bring whatever you want to bring in. You're allowed to bring in a gift that you want. It sounds to me like, they're saying it doesn't matter what it is. So he brought in a watermelon with a pink ribbon or a pink bow attached to it, and the article goes on to say, we're told that some African-American firefighters were instantly offended since 90% of the people who work at Engine 55 are black. Now, that's I don't get it. Seriously. I'd love it. Who doesn't like watermelon? Is it that black people don't like watermelon or that black people do like watermelon? What about white people? I don't know anyone who doesn't like watermelon. Not a single person. So that... But I do know people who won't eat donuts because of the sugar. So this guy brings in something that everybody would like, and he gets fired for it? Unbelievable.
Well,
And you've heard me say this many times before, Vince, you don't empower a nation or a group by lowering the bars of standards and expectations. When you say your group can't compete, your work is suboptimal, you're degrading, disrespecting, and insulting the work ethic, ability, and intelligence of all these groups by lowering the bars of standards and expectations. It's all meant to make society submissive and break your will. And that's why these politically correct buzzwords have been hijacked by definition. And, you know, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, conspiracy theorist, intolerant, violent hater. This is what they throw at you when they lower the bars of standards and expectations and you say something against the present system. It's to eliminate ingenuity, productivity, and innovation, and it's to reward mediocrity. And that's why they're normalizing all these behaviors, and everything is on the chopping block, especially the middle class. And that's why I refer to the middle class as the bottom 93%, because the middle class has melded in with the poor. So if we don't reward or judge by hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications in lieu of all of this stupid, politically correct Kool-Aid stuff, this is what we get, a nation divided. So when people say divide and conquer, they basically should be saying lowering the bars of standards and expectations, because victim group status or protectionist group status or group identity politics is referred to by the elite as identity politics for the sole purpose of masking and hiding the propaganda and Hegelian dialectic behind the scenes. Vince?
Mm-hmm. Kyle, I had a question for you. Have you ever heated with wood?
Only most of my life. Practically all of my married life. Yeah, I put up, and this year, I had a knee replaced, and so I ended up for the first time in my entire life buying firewood, this year. I put up I burn about 5.5 to 6 cord a year for heat. I don't have a wood cook stove, that's hooked up yet. I've got one in my shop that I've got to get. I want to put a little addition on the back side of my house here, and then I'm going to put the wood cook stove in there eventually. But you know that you were talking about the expense of them. We bought this one that we have that is a gorgeous wood stove, has the water jacket and everything on it, at a garage sale for $450 a few years ago. And I saw another one at a garage sale just this year, and I was too late. Somebody had just bought it. But it was even nicer than the one we've got now. And the lady was selling it for $250. But somebody had already got it, or else I would have bought it just to have, you know, to put it, because it was nicer than the one we have. But, you know, things people can do, because, like Rich was saying, you know, my dad had a term for this lady that you were talking about, and he called it educated beyond their intelligence. And because the reality is, when you have sometimes when people, you know, like Einstein could barely tie his shoes, you know, that kind of thing. Those kind of people, unfortunately, are going to die. Like my wife said, you know, it's hard to plant a garden with a fork and a knife and a spoon, you know.
I guess she's talking about being a consumer and surviving. Is that right?
Yep, that's exactly right.
When we come back, class, I'm going to tell you how big a cord of wood is. Kyle uses about the same amount that we use. Rich Sheban uses a little bit more. We'll come back and we'll talk about it.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7600. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle, before I get into a description of a cord of wood, did you say you used between 5 and 6.5? Did I get that right? Kyle, do you use between 5 and 6.5 cords of wood? Did I get that right?
Vince, you were dead on the air to me just a little bit there. Did you say that I burned about 5.5? Yeah, approximately last year.
Okay. All right, 5.5. Okay. So, class, here are the numbers. Rich Sheban burns about 9 cords of wood. That's for heating and cooking. Okay. Kyle, 5.5 cords of wood. And at our farmhouse, we burn between 5 and 7. So the numbers aren't all that different, right? Well, let's talk about how big a cord of wood is. A cord of wood, if you were to stack it neatly, it measures 4 feet high by 4 feet wide by 8 feet long. So 4 feet wide, I'm sorry, 4 feet high, 4 feet wide, and 8 feet long. So the volume is 128 cubic feet. Now that's a full cord of wood. So the next question is, how much does a cord of wood weigh? Well, if it's hardwood, it weighs more than 2 tons. Ton is 2,000 pounds. So we're looking at about 4,000 pounds. And I got to tell you, we have a 100-horsepower tractor. It's a big tractor. It weighs 12,000 pounds. It's not easy for that tractor to pick up a ton. It can't pick up 2 tons. You need a backhoe. Literally, you need a backhoe's front-end bucket to pick up 4,000 pounds. And that's how we do it. We use a backhoe to pick them up and move them, these cords of wood. We were able to buy, we don't do it anymore, but we were able to buy what's called ricks of wood. Now, I don't know if the term is exactly right. What it is, when logs are cut into boards, they cut off the round part and make them square. And they trim as little as possible, so you get some bark and you get, the unwanted slabs of wood that are trimmings to make boards out of trees. Now, we used to be able to buy them for $20. And that'd be maybe, 3 feet by 3 feet by 8 feet long. And they were heavy. But we'd have to cut them up with our chainsaw. Now, it's kind of a dangerous job. And it would eat chainsaw blades like crazy. Literally, what we would do is hook 2 chains to the front bucket of the backhoe. We would lift these lengths of wood in the air, and then we would use the chainsaw and just cut down, and the boards would just fall to the ground. And then we'd move them with the backhoe. But what I'm trying to get to is, if a cord of wood, it's hard work, and you need some equipment. If you're going to drag trees out of the woods, you might want to have a tractor to do that, because trees are heavy. I mean, really heavy. And how many trees does it take to make a cord of wood? Well, a tree's diameter is typically measured at your breast height, about 4.5 feet from the ground. And that's called diameter at breast height, DBH, DBH. So if trees are 5 inches DBH and they're harvested for firewood, it would require 46 to 55 trees to make 1 cord of firewood. That's a lot of trees. So what we do is we cut up the dead ones. We pull them out of the woods with the tractors, and then we cut them up, because we don't want to kill new trees, or living trees. But what I'm saying is, it takes an enormous amount. So if you have a little pile in the back of your pickup truck and you think that's going to get you through the winter, not even close. It won't even get you through half a week. Am I exaggerating, gentlemen, or not?
No, and I do things a little differently, because I don't have a backhoe or a tractor, and I just buck everything in the woods, and I drive my UTV very close to the tree that I harvest, and I just put in the bucks one at a time, and I drive off and I come back and do another load. And what I see, what I do is something a little different than most people because of my motto of moderation and modification. I harvest firewood year round, where I know some people who literally bust their back and get all their winter wood in 3 weeks. And to me, I just can't do that anymore. And it makes it, it's not fun anymore. I like to have it fun. So I break it up. And I probably average, to be honest with you, 20. Now, it's going to be a little more this fall because we had such a dry fire season and I didn't run the chainsaw during the summer. But I, on average, run my chainsaw 20 minutes per week to get my 9 cords. That's it, 20 minutes per week. That's nothing.
Right. What can you share with us, Rich Sheehan, what kind of a chainsaw you have and what size? And then, Kyle, the same thing for you. Rich?
I think I've got a steel 350, but I have three different saws. I have a small saw, a medium saw, and a large saw for bigger diameter trees. So one thing, if you're ever harvesting firewood in the forest or on your land and the tree is up, whether it be living or dead, I'll guarantee you one thing, it always looks smaller when it's on the stump compared to when it's on the ground. So you have to keep that in mind. And what I do is, this is a really good hint for talking about thinking with foresight. When I do harvest a live tree because it has mistletoe or it's about ready to fall or it's leaning too much and it'll just fall over, create a ball root, what I'll do is I'll harvest my live trees during like the spring of the previous year or the summer and use the chainsaw to bring down the tree and buck it so that there's less wear and tear on my chainsaw with a live tree compared to a dead tree where the wood's harder and there's more wear and tear on the saw. So then I let the tree season on the ground all year, sometimes even over the winter, depending on when I harvest it, and I will harvest that tree, those bucks, on the ground the next year or towards the end of the year and put it in my carport and be ready for my wood stove. And I like to have my wood season a good year. I will not burn anything unless it's at least 6 months on the ground and bucked. That's
And that's a really good point. And there are many reasons. One reason is that if you have green wood, meaning not seasoned, not dried out wood, you'll find that the amount of wood, the heat that you get out of the wood is way less than if the wood is dry. Because what you're doing is you're boiling water. You're boiling the moisture out of the wood. And it takes an enormous amount of energy to do that. So you're wasting a lot of the potential heat that you would have had if the wood were dry. Second point is that moisture goes up to the chimney and forms creosote, which is really flammable. And you can make a jet engine out of your flue with creosote in there and air. Air, fire, and creosote will turn that flue, or can turn that flue, into a jet engine. You'll see flames come out at night you won't believe. Absolutely terrifying. And it will roar like a jet engine. And for those of you who have experienced that, it is terrifying. It is frightening. Because if you have a masonry chimney, a brick chimney, the thoughts that are going through your mind is this thing is going to fracture, crack, crumble, fall apart, and the house is going to burn down. Those are the thoughts that you have. I've had those thoughts. And what you do, and what I do, is I shut off the air as best I can to prevent that from happening. Now, the other thing you do is you clean out your chimneys, whether they're insulated steel, stainless steel chimneys, or whatever you have, clean them out. And I bought a brush. It's a round brush because we have a round stainless steel insulated chimney outside. And we drop the round brush from the top of the chimney. There's a rope, and then when there's no fire, and then we pull this really heavy steel brush from the top down, and it scrapes the creosote from the walls of the chimney down, and then we collect that creosote in a 5-gallon bucket. Now, what do we do with that? Well, you can mix it with petroleum, like diesel fuel, and you can use it to soak your fence posts in, if they're wood, to prevent rot. That would be called creosote. And they used to sell that stuff. So, yeah, you can use it for that. It's probably not recommended by the EPA, but the railroad uses it, and they haven't found anything better. Kyle, what kind of a chainsaw do you have?
I have actually six chainsaws. I have two 034 steel chainsaws. I used to run Husqvarnas, but I just kept having more and more trouble with them, and so I went to steel only. I did find, again, this is hilarious, I found a Poulan Pro medium-sized chainsaw at a garage sale about, 4 years ago. The guy couldn't get it started, $5. True story. I took it home, cleaned it up, sprayed a little stuff in the carburetor, cleaned that up, and put gas in it, and cleaned the plug, and it fired right off. And I have been using that saw for at least the last 4 or 5 years, almost exclusively. It's a real medium weight saw, and I also have a little small steel 125, I think it's called, but it's just a great little saw for the little things, you know. It'll cut down trees that are 8 inches in diameter at the base, you know, just fine. It's not as fast as my 36s, but, you know, crying out loud, there's a big difference there when you're dealing with a 20-pound saw compared to a, you know, 7-pound saw.
Yes, yeah. Well, if the class wanted to know what we have, my old saw is a McCulloch. And they don't make them anymore. They went out of business. And it's a Big Bear. It's a pretty heavy saw. Our son uses a Husqvarna Rancher. It's a 460 model. It's about 60 cc's. And then Mrs. Finelli likes our little home light that we have. It's a, oh, it's probably from the 1980s. And it's a smaller saw. It's great for limbing and trimming. So that's what we have. A McCulloch, a home light, a Husqvarna. And we have a little steel.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements, including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor and active shooter kits for $129.90 delivered. Check out the promotion sales tab at katiearmor.com, C-A-T-I-Armor.com.
Class
is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So we've been talking about wood, and class, I can tell you that the lighter the wood is in weight, assuming it's dry, okay? Assuming it is not just been alive and cut, assuming the wood has been dried out, the lighter it is, the less, generally the less amount of heat you're going to get from it. So pine will give you way less heat than, let's say, hickory or oak, okay? So keep that in mind. The heavier the log is, the more heat you're going to get out of it. Kyle and Rich, I've got questions for you. Kyle, please let us know your thoughts first, and then I'll chime in. When you start a fire in a wood stove, how do you do that? Would you share your method, please?
Well, there's an old Indian trick, actually. I use a bunch of kindling and scrap newspaper. I'm sorry, but it's just we have when we split wood, there's all kinds of little shavings all over the ground. When you're splitting up wood, like Rich is saying with your splitter, there'll be chunks and little pieces of slivers and stuff, and we gather all that stuff up, and I've got about 5 or 6 totes full of that stuff. And then so I bring it in 5-gallon buckets when I need it, because it's covered. And then I put that, I'll put some paper in there, put some slivers of this wood there, and then a couple of real dry, smaller logs on top of it, and light torch it off, leave the door cracked just a little bit to get a good draft going, and it'll fire right off. Vince, before the end of the show, I want to let Rich finish up here, and I'll get off the air. I didn't mean to come on and talk so long, but if people really, if we would implement the things that Rich has put in his book, I guarantee you this country would change in a matter of months. I cannot recommend it enough. I have it. I've read it. It is an excellent book. And I'm sorry, Rich, I did not mean to take up so much time here. I just hadn't.
No, Kyle, I love having you on, buddy. I love having you on. And you're doing exactly what most people need to do. You articulate it wonderfully. And if more people start thinking about buying land and gardening, animals, solar recreation, get away from this cookie-cutter follower, politically correct mentality, and control their own destiny, I think we need more spokespeople like you to do what you're doing. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, agreed. I appreciate your book. And I thank you, Vince. I'll hang up and let you and Rich finish it up.
Thanks so much, Kyle.
See you, Kyle.
And one comment about kind of what Kyle said. We don't just read about it and talk about it. This is the way we live, literally. This is the way we live. And I wanted to tell you, class, that if you decide to get a farm, well, those chainsaws are tax deductions. They really are, or they can be. Rich, how do you start a fire?
Well, very similar to what Kyle does, except we save all of our mail, all of our junk mail, everything that comes in gets thrown in the box. And we not only harvest kindling from splitting wood, like Kyle said, with a wood splitter, but in one, we harvest a lot of boxes, okay? And we'll bring home a box from town, and in probably 15 minutes, we can fill up a box full of kindling because we live in the forest. I mean, it's not a hardship to pick up kindling. So we keep that dry under a roof and between our shavings from splitting, the kindling we harvest, and the mail that we don't throw away, and anything that's paper or can be burned, is our fire starter. Now, you were talking about your flu and creosote buildup. One important thing that you did not mention, I'm going to touch on that, is when you start a fire, folks, right off the bat, start it real hot. Get it going real hot. Not where the stove is glowing all over, but the hotter you get that stove, the more that creosote gets burned when you start your fire early. Also, it has the same functionality right before you end your fire for the day. Get that stove real hot, burns that creosote out, and really makes a difference, Vince.
Yeah, probably the reason why I didn't mention it is we hardly ever start fires. Our fires run for years, literally. We don't want to get put them out because takes some effort to get them going again. But, yeah, we use kindling. First, we put newspaper flyers that come in the mail and put them on the bottom, crumple them up, lots of air. Small kindling. We might even want to pour some used kitchen oil on that mass and then light it with a match. And then progressively larger and larger pieces of wood. That's how we do it. Rich, thanks so much for being with us.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G, miracle.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.